Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are, Thursday, June the 18th, 2020, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and we are one day away from Friday. The big weekend is coming up, and won't that be something? Hope you have some big weekend plans this upcoming weekend. I have not decided yet if I'm going to go to the drive-in or not. I know they're showing Back to the Future over in Mansfield on Saturday night. So that might be something to do. I haven't decided yet, but it sounds like fun. Yeah, I think it's the original Back to the Future. What I wish they would do is they would show all of the Back to the Futures in a row. You know, that would be fun. Or at least two of them, maybe one and two. I didn't think the third Back to the Future was all that great anyway. The first one's great, and actually the second one is my favorite Back to the Future. So if they just showed one and two, I'd be happy. But I think it's Jaws and Back to the Future is what they're showing. So unfortunately, I don't know yet, because I was not a huge fan of Jaws, and have never been a huge fan of Jaws. Now, I understand that this is a great film, and people love Jaws, and even at one point, I do remember that the Jaws fish was at Cosi in Columbus. I guess it was touring, and there was a picture somewhere. There probably still is a picture somewhere, the old Polaroid cameras, of me and one of my cousins sitting in front of the Jaws fish when it was at Cosi. So, you know, I guess I have paid attention to Jaws, but it just was not a film that I would call something great that I would watch over and over. You know what I remember about the Jaws fish when it was at Cosi? It was extra small. It was not a huge fish at all. It was kind of small. But movies do what movies do, and that's what makes movies great. So maybe I'll do that this weekend. I haven't decided. It kind of frees up your day, though. The drive-in really does free up your day, because I don't believe the drive-in starts until 8 or 9 at night. So you can still get a lot of stuff done during the day before you head over to the drive-in. Maybe it'll depend on the weather. If it's kind of nasty weather, maybe I won't go. And also, as in all situations, you have to take the right people. Much like the fishing trip I went on a few weeks ago, that was fun, but I think it was mainly fun because I took the right people. You know, I had fun with the person I was with. Never made it to the drive-in that day, but I had fun with the person I was with, so, you know, it was worthwhile. So we'll see if I can find somebody. We'll see if I can scrape somebody up this weekend who would be a lot of fun to go to the drive-in. Now, we have a very eventful morning on tap this morning, and I love the word serendipity. Somebody brought that up the other day. Where was I where that came up? Well, actually, what they said was, see, they got it wrong, which kind of makes me feel bad, because I think when you're friends with somebody, or more than friends with somebody, they should know things about you, like little things. Not big things. Not like deep, dark secrets or any of that. Because when it comes to deep, dark secrets, see, I'm just not giving those out. Not that I have a whole lot of deep, dark secrets, but, you know, if I did, I wouldn't be giving them out. I think people should know things about you. Like little things. Like what you like for breakfast, or what your favorite movie is, or things like that. A lot of times people get backed up in, you know, when your birthday is, or how old you are, or the anniversary of when you met. People will remember that stuff, but they never remember the little things. You know, like your favorite food, what's your favorite snack, stuff like that. And I think people should know that stuff. That's a matter of fact, how I really count a close friend. I count a close friend as somebody who knows those little things about me. Here's why. Because you never tell them those little things. Really, they just have to pick up on them in conversation. It's not something they just know. It's something they pick up on in conversation. Or just by watching you eat, order, talk, whatever. So that to me is a real friend. And I'll tell you why I'm stringing this particular thing out this morning, because I have no idea why I brought it up. It was like a sidebar to something I was saying, and now I have no idea. Oh, serendipity. Thank goodness. My brain's still working partially this morning. Okay, it was because of serendipity. Somebody said to me early on in the week, they said, I know you love serendipity. Now, I do like the word serendipity. I don't know why. It just sounds, I like the meaning of the word serendipitous, and I like the word serendipity. A matter of fact, there is a song out there. See, this is a little thing about me. I'll give you a little bit of information here. There is a song out there, and I'm sure there's more than one, but there was a very popular song that used the word serendipity, serendipitous, I think is what they use in the song. And I think that is great. To me, that's the whole reason I like that song, is just because of the serendipitous use of the word in the song. So I'm sitting with the person this week, and the person says, I know you like serendipity. And I thought, oh, this person knows a little thing about me that normal people probably wouldn't know. They wouldn't pick up on. And then they followed it up by saying, you like the movie Serendipity. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure there is a movie Serendipity. It seems to me like I heard about a movie Serendipity years ago, but I've never seen it. I couldn't tell you who's in it, couldn't tell you what it was about, have no idea. I think it's a good title for a movie, but this person thought that I liked the title or the word serendipity just because of the title of the film, which is a film I've never seen and probably would not go see. So that kind of crashed down the moment of this person knows me well. Because it was like a 50-50. They knew I liked the word serendipity, but clearly had no idea why I liked the movie Serendipity. And still have not seen the movie Serendipity, and really are not making any plans to see it. So, and why I'm telling that story, I really have no idea either. Except that some days you just need to kill time, and this is one of those days. Because the next subject is not going to be, let me hold off on the next subject just a minute, because it was our big subject from yesterday, and now it's kind of carrying over into today, and I think we'll go far beyond. So let me just tell you a few other things about what's going on with me. Okay, here's something. Well, most of these are tie-ins to the original subject I want to start with this morning. And I think we're going to try something this morning on this show that dies every time we do it. Every time we do this, rain, shine, winter, spring, fall, summer, it doesn't matter. It fails miserably. But I still do it every few months because I'm a glutton for punishment, and I think it's a good idea, and if it ever worked properly, maybe we would have something on our hands. So we're going to try it, so stay tuned, because here's one of the reasons I do it. Even though it's a colossal failure every time I do it, I think it's entertaining to listen to a colossal failure, because this is live radio. And you cannot predict what's going to happen. And heaven knows what I'm doing here is certainly not staged. We did not show up to rehearsal this morning and rehearse most of this program. We didn't rehearse any of this program. There was no rehearsal this morning. So it's just one of those things that we're going to do. It's going to fail massively. I already know that in my head, but we're going to do it, and hopefully it'll be entertaining to you. But before we do that, I want to say this, that I went into a grocery store last night, It was a beautiful night last night, by the way. It wasn't hot. It wasn't humid. It was really just a nice night. And I went to the grocery store about 7 o'clock last night just to check on something. I'll tell you about that in a second. But curiosity got the better of me last night, so I stopped into the grocery store. Cherries were on sale. Now, why is he telling us cherries are on sale? Well, here's why I'm going to tell you why cherries are on sale. I have really never been a cherry person. If you put a cherry on a sundae, if you put a cherry on a banana split or anything like that, you know, okay, I like that. Cherries are good. But recently, about maybe a month ago, month and a half ago, I noticed that cherries were on sale at the grocery store. And I had never really been into cherries. And I thought, well, I'm going to buy a bag of these cherries because people seem to like them and they seem to be flying off the shelf and they're on sale. So I bought a bag of these cherries and I ate a few. And the cherries were very, very delicious. Delicious. Great. You know, on their own, cherries are very good. And, you know, I know a lot of people have cherry pies. I think there are cherry muffins at Point. But cherries by themselves, not bad at all. You pick the stems off, and you go right ahead, and they're very good, especially the cherries that I was eating. So, what I did a couple months ago is I found out that they're, because they give you so many cherries in a bag, you can't possibly sit there and just eat cherry after cherry after cherry. You've got to do something else. So I was trying to think to myself, what are some other uses that I could do with these cherries so they don't spoil? Because just eating cherry after cherry after cherry isn't going to get it done. And to be honest with you, I'm not a big sundae person. I'm not a big banana split person. I'm really not a big cherry pie person. I can eat all those things, but they're not my favorite thing. I wasn't going to bake a cherry pie just because I had cherries left over. And I did not have any ice cream in the house, so I couldn't make a sundae just to put a cherry on top of it. So I found other ways to use these cherries. Now, I'm not going to get into the other ways that I found to use these cherries, but, you know, again, it gave me a whole new appreciation for the cherry. So, to let everybody know, cherries are on sale. I might have to stop by and get some today. I did not buy them last night because I was more on an exploratory mission of curiosity last night. But cherries are on sale today. So who knows what this day will bring? Day of cherries. Okay, so we talked about the cherries. What else do we got to talk about here? You know, today if I get any invites, because believe this or not, I do get invites to people's houses. Now, sometimes I go and sometimes I don't go because it really all depends on what the invite is. Does it sound like any fun? Maybe I'll bring cherries. You never know. Hey, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to bring the cherries. Who says that? But I tell you what, the people would not be upset if you bring the cherries. Cherries, you can't go wrong. And you'll find a whole new appreciation for them like I have. All right. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, here's something. Speaking back to the Future, I've become now obsessed, not necessarily with the soundtrack of Back to the Future, but yesterday I had a trivia question on this program about Power of Love, which is the main song for Back to the Future. Now, this song, Power of Love, is interesting to me for a lot of reasons. Number one, it's from the movie Back to the Future, which I like. And number two, it was not written for the movie Back to the Future. It was just a song that the composer wrote. And the composer is Huey Lewis, who was from Marion, Ohio. Now, I think everybody remembers Huey Lewis probably better from the song Hip to Be Square, but Huey Lewis was from Marion. He did a lot of great songs, including The Power of Love. And it's got a line in it that I read yesterday, which I think is the best lyric of the song. And if you listen to the song, you will understand that it's the best lyric. Don't Don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card to ride this train. Think about that for a second. That's very philosophical. And I think sometimes in music you find things that are very philosophical. And Huey Lewis, who wrote The Power of Love, I think that is a very philosophical line in a song. But now I've been obsessed with that song. So now that song is just constantly playing. Playing. You ever notice when you stumble upon a song maybe you've heard before or a new song, you just play it constantly? You just play it over and over and over. You might shuffle it in with like four or five other songs, but you're constantly playing that one song. And I think that's what's eventually going to happen with The Power of Love, because I've listened to it now like four or five times, and it's probably going to turn into one of those songs that I just have on constant repeat. So that'll be kind of interesting. Now, I do have the ice cream trivia again today, which we may or may not get to. Depends on how bad I wreck this show this morning, which I can do in the next 90 minutes. Okay. So I think we've gotten through everything of high importance that I want to talk about, except for our main subject. Now, here's where it starts. It's a serendipitous moment, as they say. A few weeks ago, I was going through the line at McDonald's, which I do 90% of the mornings that I come here to get the large Diet Coke. See, that's one of those little things that people should know about me, if you want to be my friend. And I'm going through the line, and again this morning, it was one of those mornings, it doesn't happen every morning, but I'm going through the line, and I smell the syrup and the hotcakes. I think really what I'm smelling is the syrup, warmed up syrup. I don't think it's so much the hotcakes, I think it's the warmed up syrup. But here's what I don't understand. When you go to McDonald's, they give you the syrup in like a little plastic container. So I don't know how I'm smelling warmed up syrup, because I wouldn't think the syrup would be open inside McDonald's. I would think I'd be smelling the hot cake. So maybe the hot cake does smell like syrup. I really don't know. I've never smelled a hot cake without syrup on it. Do that. Do a little experiment today. If you make it over to McDonald's before they stop serving breakfast, I think they stop serving breakfast like at 10:30. If you make it over there before 10:30, get yourself some hotcakes and see if they smell like syrup. So I was smelling that again this morning, which is so delicious. But I'm not going to tell. See, last time I brought this up, somebody brought me hotcakes and a large Diet Coke, which I greatly appreciated. And again, I'm not asking anybody to bring me hotcakes and a large diet soda. I'm not asking for that at all. Because here's another thing people should know. What is my typical breakfast? I think we went through this earlier in the week, but I think people have probably already forgotten it. But if I was going to order breakfast today, I would have ordered my typical breakfast, not the hotcakes. But the hotcakes did smell good this morning, and here's why I bring this up. I bring this up because what the smell of hotcakes did for me this morning, much different than a couple weeks ago, was the hotcakes made me think of our big conversation that we had here on the air yesterday, because that totally blew up. The conversation about the removal of Aunt Jemima, the character, from the syrup bottle and the box of pancake mix. Now, I did not think really that was going to be a huge story, but all day yesterday, that story, I think, was covered by every media outlet in the United States. At one point or another, that was a huge story. And to the point to where I could not get off the phone last night. I don't know what it was. I think it was like phone conversation night. Now, as many of you know, I have the disease where I cannot call anybody, but I can answer the phone. And if the phone rings and I'm there, 9 times out of 10, I'll answer the phone. Unless it's somebody I really can't stand or really don't want to talk to. But that wasn't happening last night. It was just multiple calls from people. So I answered the phone, And by the way, that's another way to get on my good side. See, it's not about me answering the phone. It's the fact that you took the time to call. Now, here's why I appreciate people calling. Because I don't like to call people. So it's a thing that I don't like to do. But yet, I appreciate that fact in other people because I know that it's something I don't like to do, so I appreciate that they like to do it. I'm upset about that at this particular point. But one of the people who called me last night basically wanted to talk about nothing but this whole Aunt Jemima thing. So that was a conversation about it yesterday. And then I got a message last night from a really good friend who I love this person. And I love the fact that they pay attention to the show and send me little notes, which are helpful to this program. And the note was all about Aunt Jemima. And it was that they had been listening to the show yesterday and heard me talking about Aunt Jemima and thought it was a fascinating subject. And I think they looked this up or came across it somewhere. And they sent the information to me. And it was fascinating information because apparently Aunt Jemima was a real person, but it wasn't Aunt Jemima. The name was never Aunt Jemima. It's a strange story. Is that there really was an Aunt Jemima. The Aunt Jemima character was based on somebody 130 years ago, but it was nobody named Aunt Jemima. So I guess you would still have to say that Aunt Jemima was a fictional character, but it was based on somebody, I guess is what I'm saying. So, as many of you know, after 130 years, the Quaker Oats Company has decided to remove Aunt Jemima off their syrup bottles and off their pancake mix. So there's that. We'll write that down. So that was part of the conversation. And now today, this morning, I'm reading, as we alluded to a little bit yesterday, I think, on the air, Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben are in trouble now, too. Now, Uncle Ben, as near as I can tell from reading the New York Times this morning, and I know a lot of people are going to say, well, that's phony. But trust me, most things in the New York Times are pretty much on the level. I was reading this morning in the New York Times that Uncle Ben's, the company that owns Uncle Ben's, has pretty much decided that, yes, they're going to change it. They just don't know exactly when or how or what. They haven't made the firm announcement that Uncle Ben is going away, but pretty much Uncle Ben is going away. That's what the company is saying. So we're going to kiss Uncle Ben goodbye. And the Mrs. Butterworth Company, which, by the way, is ConAgra, which has a tie here to Marion, the ConAgra company, that they're really looking into how they package Mrs. Butterworth now, and they're really looking into the idea of changing Mrs. Butterworth, although that decision seems to be a little more ambiguous right now. See, I think changing Mrs. Butterworth is going to be a whole bigger problem than Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben, because Mrs. Butterworth is the shape of the bottle. Which I don't really understand it, because I didn't know Mrs. Butterworth had an ethnicity. Now, maybe she does. I don't know. But we'll see how that all turns out. So things are really, 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 really messy right now in the world of food and in the world of pancakes. I guess Uncle Ben isn't pancakes, but you know what? I'm not a big rice person. I can eat rice. It's not my favorite thing. So I'm not really, you know, heartbroken over the whole Uncle Ben's thing, because I couldn't tell you the last time I had Uncle Ben's at my house. It's probably been the Ice Age. So, now, first of all, does anybody have an opinion on this? Because I'm going to ask you who are listening right now to weigh in on this, because it all seems kind of strange to me. Because my guess is what's going... Now, write this down, and I'm not saying that I'm right, but write it down, put it in a bottle, like you would put a model in a bottle, put this little note in a bottle, that I think what's going to happen with the Aunt Jemima brand when they change the name and change the picture, it's owned by the Quaker Oats Company. So I think what's going to happen is they're going to take that Quaker, you know, the white-haired guy with the hat that's on all the Quaker Oat boxes. I think they're going to take him and put him on the box of Aunt Jemima. And I think it will become Quaker Oats pancake mix and Quaker Oat syrup. Now, does Quaker Oats have pancake mix. I don't think they have a syrup. But I think that's what's going to happen. I think you're going to see that Quaker with the white hair and the blue hat and all that. I think that's what will happen. I think that's the character that we will end up seeing on the syrup bottles and on the pancake mix. Does anybody know, is there a Quaker Oats pancake mix? Is there a Quaker Oats cereal already that has the Quaker? Which, as far as I know, he's not a real person either. So here we go again. People who are not real will be taking over other not real people's spot. That's where we are in society. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, I want to make this very clear because I don't want to come off kind of flip about this. I'm not saying that Aunt Jemima and these things should not be changed. If the company wants to change them, which the company's making the decision, if they want to change them and it is offensive to people, who cares? Because it's just pancake mix and syrup. You know, this is not a huge, huge deal. You're still going to buy the pancake mix and syrup, I would think, because it's going to taste exactly the same as it did before. So whoever and whatever is on the box, or whoever and whatever the product is named, I don't think this is going to be a very huge issue in the course of your life. But it is what it is right now. So, and that's one of those rare situations you can say it is what it is. Does anybody have a feeling on this very quickly before I go into my next subject? Now, I understand a lot of people don't want to talk about this because it's become kind of an odd thing. But I want to talk more, not so much about what's motivating it. I want to talk about, is it really going to matter? If you like Aunt Jemima pancakes, if you like Aunt Jemima syrup, if you like Uncle Ben's rice, if you like Mrs. Butterworth's syrup, are you going to stop buying these products if they change the name? Because I think what we're concentrating on right now is that the name is being changed. That's what we're so concentrating on. We're not asking ourselves, well, are we still going to buy these products? I think people will. I don't know why you would stop just because the name has changed. They did that with Coke years ago, and I don't think it became a giganto issue. So I'm not sure. Give me an opinion if you have one. 740-383-9944, and it sounds like an opinion is coming down the tracks here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what about that dude off of the Cream of Wheat? Let's not forget about him.
Now, see, he's a chef, isn't he? Is he okay?
He's a who?
Isn't he a chef? Doesn't he have, like, a chef's hat on?
Oh, I thought it was just, like, all black people were getting taken off of everything. I didn't know what it was, like, even about.
Well, it's the interesting thing. I'm not sure because, you know, I would have to be with you because I'm not sure what Uncle Ben is. Now, I understand what Aunt Jemima is, and I guess I understand what Mrs. Butterworth is supposed to be. But I don't even understand what Uncle Ben is. Do you eat a lot of rice? What is Uncle Ben supposed to be?
I don't know. Doesn't he wear like a suit or something?
Yeah, he's got it. His head is on the box. His face is on the box. And then it looks like he's got like a suit coat on. I'm not sure what Uncle Ben is supposed to be.
I'm not sure. I never really put this much thought into it until just now.
Well, you know, here's something. When I was having the phone conversation last night, and I thought this was every so often I come up with a brilliant question. I said to the person, I said, now, what if they didn't change the, they are going to, but let's say they didn't change the name. They didn't change the name of Aunt Jemima, but yet, because she is a fake person, they just made her a white person. Would that be okay?
Ooh, that's thought-provoking. I don't know. Jeez. Well, here, this will be the next thing. You're saying that they're going to put the Quaker guy on there?
That would be my
guess.
What
if Quakers start squawking about how that's something against their religion or something?
Well, you know, it could be because, honestly, I have not seen Quakers in years walking around dressed like that.
Yeah, I think they're getting modernized or something.
And like I say, I do not want to offend anybody's belief because I can understand really. I mean, again, it's the whole thing I was talking about yesterday, understanding why other people have their opinions, whether we agree with them or not. I do understand why Aunt Jemima could be taken as offensive. I understand that. But I wonder if it was just made into a white person and the name was not changed, would that be okay? Is it more about the job?
Maybe they could make her like Aunt Jenny or something, make her white and blonde, then it'll be okay.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the question. Is it more about the job or is it more about the color of the person? I don't know.
I don't know. See, because you sort of like got me to thinking, because what the Cream of Wheat's got, I thought they were just like picking like just because they were black. So you're saying it's because like she's got the do-rag on and she's like the house servant or whatever?
Well, I think so, because I think that's why they're going after Mrs. Butterworth, too, even though I didn't know Mrs. Butterworth had an ethnicity. Again,
I didn't either. I just thought that was the surf bottle talking.
Right. Well, apparently, it's made in the image of... I think, and the word is outdated, but I think what Mrs. Butterworth and Aunt Jemima are supposed to be are like maybe what you would call a mammy in an old movie. But I don't know what Uncle Ben is. And the guy on the Cream of Wheat box, I know he has a chef's hat on, so I think he's a chef. And the only thing that makes me think about is that I used to love Cream of Wheat as a kid. I don't know why. And I haven't had a box of Cream of Wheat since Who Flung the Chung.
Now, I don't necessarily care so much about the regular Cream of Wheat, but those Cocoa Wheats or whatever, that's where it was at.
Well, you know, here's the problem with the Cocoa Wheats, and do you remember this? Whenever you made Cocoa Wheats, no matter who was preparing them, even if it was a gourmet chef, it would congeal into these chunks.
That was the best part. It was like gelatinous bowl of chocolatey goodness.
Oh, you like the congealed chocolate chunks in the Cream of Wheat.
Loved it.
Oh, see, I couldn't do that with the Cocoa Wheats, but
Sweet little nuggets. My childhood right there.
But I don't know why regular cream of wheat did not congeal like that.
Who knows? The world may never know. Scott.
But you had to have toast. If you were having cream of wheat, you had to have toast and butter. You couldn't just eat cream of wheat plain.
You always ate it with butter?
Toast and butter.
Hmm.
Toast. I would dip it. It was one of those dipping things. So what do people? Are you on the bus this morning?
I am.
What do people on the bus
feel? You want to say hi to one of my passengers?
Sure, why not?
Who am I talking to?
Well, this is Scott Spears on the radio. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm on the bus with the bus or driver with Marion Transit.
Well, where are you headed this morning, Matt?
I'm heading to my apartment. I am in the process of moving, and I have to sign some paperwork.
Did you have a busy night out last night?
Oh, no, I stayed home and played video games.
Oh, how old are you, Matt?
I am 27 years old.
Do you ever listen to the WWGH Radio 107.1 FM Scott Spears Show in the morning?
I'm pretty much only when I'm on the bus with Sarah here.
Well, Adam, get yourself a radio. Or Matt. Your name's Matt, right? Not Adam.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Matt. You need to get a radio and put it in your house and listen all day long. You'll be so educated.
Sounds like I'll have to do that.
Yeah, but Matt, here, I got to ask you real quick while you're on the bus there. I don't know how close you are to your location. But what do you feel about the Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben thing?
It's hard to say. I mean, you know, change is part of life. And you know, sometimes when we have images and references that are improper, we have to make the changes and recognize them for what they were.
So you're okay with kissing Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben goodbye?
I am embracing the change. We'll see what comes in the future, and it might even be better. If not, you know, it's part of life.
Well, Matt, I hope you will continue on the bus. I certainly appreciate speaking with you this morning. Is anybody else on the bus with you this morning?
Oh, just the bus driver right now.
Well, see, maybe I need to start taking the bus in the morning.
You know what? It's great to hear all the local gossip, and you meet a lot of interesting people.
And you get to listen to the radio, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Matt, it's a pleasure talking with you. Call in anytime, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, Matt. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Matt on the bus this morning. See, I bet you there is no other radio station on the face of the earth that's polling the public on a bus in Marion, Ohio, like this radio station. I feel bad, though, that I called him Adam. See, I got to write down these names. His name is Matt. That was Matt on the bus. 27-year-old Matt. And people think we don't have a young demographic. And I don't think our friend Sarah there is all that old. I think she's probably in her 30s. I'm not going to ask her age, but I'm pretty sure I've met her, and I've met her children. So there you go. 740-383-9944. What do you think? 740-383-9944. I know you're not on a bus right now, but you can call in as well. 49 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. What do you feel about Aunt Jemima being taken off of the pancake box as well as the syrup box? Uncle Ben saying goodbye and Mrs. Butterworth having a strong look taken at her. What do you think? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. And, you know, I don't know about the cream of wheat guy. To be honest, I think he's a cook. Isn't the cream of wheat guy a cook? I haven't had cream of wheat, like I say, since Who Flung the Chung. But I believe the cream of wheat guy is a cook. I believe it's just a guy on a box with a chef's hat on. Isn't that cream of wheat? Boy, I tell you what, if anybody would make me cream of wheat these days, because you can't get that in at fast food, if anybody would make me cream of wheat, I'd fall in love. That would be the person I might propose to, right there. The person who made me cream of wheat, because I used to love, you would take the cream of wheat and you would make it. And you would put butter in it, not much butter, like a tablespoon. A butter into the actual cream of wheat, and you would put a little bit of sugar, not much, I didn't like it really sugary, maybe a tablespoon of sugar in it, and you would stir that all up, and you know what, I guess a little bit of milk, but not much, because I did not like it tasting like milk, I didn't want it like cereal, so maybe like a half a cup of milk, so I would take the cream of wheat, like a half a cup of milk, tablespoon of sugar, tablespoon of butter, and then you had to have toast, and you had to have a lot, because that's how you ate the cream of wheat, you would dip it. So you would take like 6 or 8 pieces of toast with butter, just plain butter on the toast, and you would dip that into the cream of wheat. Man, that was delicious. If I knew a restaurant in town that served that, I would be there every morning. I would be there every morning having that breakfast. Did anybody else ever eat cream of wheat any other way? Those are two questions. So how do you feel about Aunt Jemima? How do you feel about Mrs. Butterworth? How do you feel about Uncle Ben? Do you know anything about the cream of wheat guy on the box? What his profession is supposed to be? And how do you eat your cream of wheat? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the question I asked the person I was talking to last night, what do you think about that? Now, if they took Aunt Jemima at this particular point and kept the name, because the name is very popular, they took Aunt Jemima, they kept the name on the box, and they kept the name on the syrup bottle, but yet they made the face white, would that be okay? I don't think that's going to happen, but if that happened, would that be okay? Would that satisfy people? Because in reading the information I was sent yesterday by a good friend, I learned that Aunt Jemima was based on a real person, but was not a real person. There was no Aunt Jemima, but it was based on somebody at that particular time. So what do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any opinions on the Aunt Jemima controversy this morning? Or how do you prepare your cream of wheat? Those are the questions on the table. But if you're just waking up, or you did not hear the news, Aunt Jemima will be going away after 130 years on the syrup bottle and the pancake box, I guess. And Mrs. Butterworth is being looked at this point. She's under investigation. Mrs. Butterworth is under investigation at this point. We'll let you know what the findings are in a few weeks. And Uncle Ben, pretty much that company has said, yes, we are going to change Uncle Ben. We just don't know when or what or who at this particular point. I think they were kind of caught off guard, the people who run Uncle Ben. But what is Uncle Ben? What is his profession? I don't get the Uncle Ben thing. Of course, I never ate a lot of rice, like I say, so I don't really understand the Uncle Ben controversy. Was Uncle Ben to be depicted as a bad person? I don't know. Or a bad representation of any ethnicity? I just don't know about Uncle Ben. I'm confused about that one. 54 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. Now, because of this controversy, here's what I'm going to do. And it's always a disaster, but you know what? I'm a glutton for punishment. I'm going to talk about Christopher Columbus yesterday. I'm going to get my telephone out that clearly came from Christopher Columbus. You know, you hear it there. You especially hear it when I lay it down like that. It's the old push-button Bell Phones 1895 telephone. So what I'm going to do, I'm currently unplugging the push-button phone, the modern phone. Okay, the modern phone is unplugged. Now I'm going to plug in this relic telephone. Okay. And we're going to call people randomly here and see how they feel about Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima and whatever. Now, I'm not, again, every time I plug in this phone, I'm not sure if it works or not. So, if somebody wants to give me a call here in the next 5 minutes to see if this phone works, because I'm always worried if the ringer is going to work or not, because I don't know if it will or not. 740-383-9944. Somebody out there listening, help me test out this phone. 740-383-9944. Dial that number, and you should hear, because we turned the ringer off on the other phone, the modern phone, but I want to know if this particular phone is going to ring, this Bell Phones Christopher Columbus 1897 telephone. So help me test this phone right now by dialing those digits, 740-383-9944, and we will see if the old Bell phone works. And the next hour, I will call people and we'll see how they feel about Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben and Mrs. Butterworth. So dial the digits. Let me know. Does anybody out there want to help me see if this phone works? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, the interesting thing is the phone could just be broken at this point, or maybe I've plugged it in wrong. Because there is no copyright on... Oh, there we go! Whoa! It's got a heck of a ring to it. All right, let's see here. Hey, you're on WWGH Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Zach with Marion, Ohio News Network. How are you?
Oh, Zach, how are you doing?
Doing good.
Are you enjoying the program this morning?
I am, actually. I'm actually getting ready to go in for a meeting this morning.
Oh, how interesting. Now, do you think it's very positive this morning because of all the news that I'm using Christopher Columbus's telephone?
It is very positive. I'm just glad that it worked.
Well, but you know what the interesting thing is? You can hear me on the air okay, but I wonder if I actually use the receiver if that would work. Maybe I'll test that out later on.
Yeah, we'll have to definitely test that out.
Do you have any feeling on this whole Aunt Jemima thing?
To be honest with you, I think everything's getting blown up out of proportion, and we just need to live our lives in peace and harmony is what I think right now.
We shall see. What do you think if Aunt Jemima was made a white face? What do you think? Would that be okay?
I don't think I'm not the executives of the company, so I can't really say, but I think one side is overextending gratification of certain things, and I really have no opinion on a whole lot of things right now. Everything's just getting way out of control. If one side's not happy, the other side's not happy, and we're not living in that peaceful society that Miss America wants to say all the time.
Well, it's interesting, and we'll see how it all shakes out, but it's a good time for the news business. Hey, thanks, Zach, for calling.
Yep, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We appreciate that. Now, the next thing I want to know, now that we know the phone rings, and it rings enough, I mean, honestly, if I had a pacemaker at this point, I'd probably be dead on the floor. That's how this, because you never know when this phone's going to ring. It doesn't light up or anything. Okay, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now when you call, I'm not going to put you right on the air. I'm actually going to pick up the receiver to see if you can hear me. So call me, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'm so glad that the phone is working. This quells a lot of my anxiety. And remember, next hour, we're going to try to talk to people to see how they feel. John Q. Public. John and Jane Q. Public. How do they feel about this whole Aunt Jemima thing, which apparently is the crux of society right now? All right, phone lines are open here for about another minute. If you want to help me test out this phone, I'm going to pick up the receiver. I'm not going to put you on the air, but I just want to find out if you can hear me through the receiver on this telephone, because you really don't know if it works or not. 740-383-9944. It's an old telephone. It could go at any time. The telephone really at this point is on life support. It's one of those things. 740-383-9944. You know what? We might wait until next hour to test this because I think we're just about to roll over. But we're going to continue it and stay tuned because it's going to be a disaster. I feel it in my bones already. We're going to riffle through the phone book, try to find some names, call people up, and see how they feel about Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, and Mrs. Butterworth. Oh, you're not going to want to miss this. If this isn't a surefire disaster, nothing will be. Come back next hour. Stay tuned.
...of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me. Underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations, like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WD